AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says if he was making people uncomfortable, he apologizes.
I feel terrible.
The governor says he will not resign after at least two former staff members accused him of sexual harassment.
It doesn't matter my intent. What it matters is if anybody was offended by it. And I could intend no offense, but if they were offended by it, then it was wrong.
New York's attorney general is investigating. Anna Rush told the New York Times Cuomo put his hands on her face and asked if he could kiss her just moments after they met. Capitol Police say they have intelligence about a potential plot to breach the Capitol tomorrow. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Tomorrow is March 4th, what used to be Presidential Inauguration Day, and the threat appears connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Donald Trump will again take power March 4th. Capitol Police say the intelligence indicates an unidentified militia group may try to breach the building. Its statement came as Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman was before a House panel but refused to give more details.
That intelligence is law enforcement sensitive.
There's been considerably less online chatter than in the lead up to January's Capitol attack, and there is still a big fence around the building, cutting off all entry. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Border Patrol says 13 people killed in a crash in Southern California were among 44 people who entered the U.S. through a hole cut in the border fence with Mexico. With more supply available, states are rapidly expanding access to coronavirus vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is hoping more states don't stop steps like mask wearing.
We are at a critical nexus in the pandemic. So much can turn in the next few weeks.
This is AP News. The government is reporting an encouraging opening for sign-up for health care.
More than 200,000 people signed up for coverage in the first 2 weeks after President Biden reopened healthcare.gov as part of his coronavirus response. It's a solid start to the three-month special enrollment period, and it indicates a pent-up demand for health insurance as the COVID-19 pandemic approaches the one-year mark. Many people remain unemployed or unable to work as many hours as they did before the outbreak. Healthcare.gov offers subsidized private health insurance under the Obama-era Affordable Care Act, catering mainly to low and moderate income working people. I'm Rita Foley.
Police have made an arrest following a 15-month-long investigation into vandalism at a group of rock configurations in Salem, New Hampshire, called America's Stonehenge. Police say the rock tablet appeared to have been damaged by a power tool. A man from New Jersey was arrested. Ed Donahue, AP News.